borough assembly members went through budget item after budget item at this week's regular meeting. Maintaining and repairing city properties is a priority for the borough, with plenty of projects underway. But this week, the assembly was asked to approve unforeseen costs for the city dock projects.
And there was a slight overage, and that breakdown is approximately $3,000 on electrical, approximately $2,000 for the electrical inspector.
That's borough manager Lisa Von Bargen. She presented the assembly with almost an additional $60,000 cost for the city dock electrical and waterfront armor rock projects, which are already finished. Harbor Master Greg Meisner said workers on the project encountered severe damage to the culvert. The culvert was jammed with debris and materials that had to be flushed out. While that damage was unforeseeable, borough staff also avoided hiring a surveyor up front to appraise the needed maintenance.
Our attempt was to actually not bring in an engineer who would have us, you pay them to survey it and then design it and then inspect it and then resurvey it to make sure it's proper and then sign off on it.
That move does save on costs.
The numbers would be the same, but it would have been up front.
And Meisner's right. A project would cost the same whether you know the expense up front or at the end of the project. The only problem is, city and assembly officials need to approve projects and the costs before any construction is underway. Von Bargen said city officials could underestimate costs because the staff don't always have the needed personnel or expertise to get the numbers just right.
What we have done is we put you in a position where you have no choice but to say yes, and that's not a comfortable position to be in. Right, we have the money and these funds to be able to pay this stuff, but what if we didn't?
But that's something the assembly wants to see remedied.
My fear with this is that as we're evaluating projects, we're saying yes to some and no to others. We may have postponed that project in favor of another project.
That's assembly member Steve Persunka.
In many ways, our agenda is being set for us with these change orders, and I don't like that.
Von Bargen says she and her staff will assess the complexity of future projects to recommend to the assembly whether in-house staff or hired experts are the best financial forecasters. I'm June Leffler in Wrangell.